I'm Brother Tom Getz, and this is the AgeTurners.com podcast, where you can hear some fellowship about the way to be today's generation of age turners. In these podcasts, we are discussing an assortment of topics related to our fleeing and pursuing the Lord with companions. Today's podcast is a fellowship and a continuation to the series. I hope you'll join us week after week to enjoy our fellowship. Today we want to continue our fellowship along a line that touches the basis for this whole line of fellowship on fleeing and pursuing. And what I'd like to talk to you about is 2 Timothy 2:22 that says, "But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." I find it interesting that the Bible tells us to flee, that the main thing that we should do when we're facing matters related to lust or anger is to flee. This is because we all have a certain kind of vulnerability when it comes to sin. You know, Paul said this in Romans. He says that in me, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. His thought was, I am just a person of flesh. It's so easy for me to fall, so easy to stumble in my Christian life. I have to see that I am just a piece of flesh and full of lusts and easily can be stumbled. Well, I have a few verses that I'd like to fellowship at the very beginning. And then as we go forward, we'd like to develop this a little bit. Hopefully you could really see and receive a real impression of what it means that when we use this kind of expression, the vulnerability of sin. Peter was one who understood this matter very much throughout his epistles. He kept using this kind of word, be sober. Be sober. And this kind of thought is to be vigilant, to be on the lookout, to be always on alert. And in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, he uses this expression, be sober, watch. That means watch out. That's like what you'd say to your child or to someone, watch out, because something is going on. He said, be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking someone to devour. What a strong kind of word is this. Your adversary, the devil, walks around seeking someone to devour. Well, let me go back to this word sober, which means to have a clear mind of sobriety and self-control. And then to watch, I mentioned this earlier, is it uses a military term that says that we have to be vigilant, even like in war with soldiers on the frontier. They're on the front lines. They have to always be vigilant and on alert. So we have to see that our adversary, the devil, is as like a roaring lion. And that word roaring implies that he's howling in hunger, seeking someone to devour. And I just would like to impress the young people today, the age turners today, that Satan would love to devour you. He's walking around howling in hunger, seeking someone to devour. You know, when the Lord was with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he was judging them because they ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he told them that the serpent, you know, would be crushed by the seed of the woman. He promised her, he promised Adam and Eve that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. And then he turned to the serpent and he said, on your belly you will go. That is now your place. Your place is the earth. Your place is your belly, and your food is the dust of the earth. That's what you will eat. It says here in 3:14, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. Well, you know, Satan was judged by God to eat dust. Well, that is the same dust that God used when he created man. He created man out of the dust of the ground. And so we see that the real food that Satan loves to eat is mankind. He likes to devour man. He likes to cause man to be completely ruined for God's purpose. And so we have to be vigilant. We have to be on alert all the time because someone wants to destroy you. How serious is this? If we really understood that there is someone out there who wants to devour us. So the first thing is that we have to see, when we talk about the vulnerability of sin, we have to see, first of all, that there is an enemy. And this enemy wants to destroy us. He wants to take advantage of us. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, the Apostle Paul, he uses the same kind of expression. He says that we may not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. This is his devices. He has plans, plots, devices, designs, wiles, intentions, and purposes. All of these are there so that he can destroy not just humanity in general, but he would like to destroy all of the age turners who are loving the Lord, seeking the Lord, and desiring to be useful to God for his purpose and economy. And so this is why, dear saints, we have to always be on alert and not loose in any way. See, I just hope you could be impressed. Satan has a plan. He has a plot. He has devices that he uses. He has designs. He has wiles. And he's walking around like a roaring lion, howling in hunger, seeking someone to devour. And we've seen this. We've seen young people being devoured by him. We've seen entire civilizations devoured by him. Even dear young ones in the church life being devoured by him. And so this is a serious thing. And so this is the first point that we need to be impressed with very much. And this is why we have this fellowship on the vulnerability of sin. Well, the second point is that not only do we have Satan outside of us wanting to devour us, we have to realize that we also have the flesh within us. As soon as Adam and Eve partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they took the fruit of that tree, which was just Satan's nature, into themselves. In one place, in John 8:44, the Lord told those Pharisees, he says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him." He said, "You're of your father, the devil." He told him, "You were born of this source." And even the Lord also rebuking the some of the Pharisees, he called them a brood of vipers. They're like a snake, like their father is a snake. And so all of the fallen ones have this nature. We have this fallen nature, and we know that within us we have the fallen flesh. And this flesh within us corresponds to the world outside of us, and also to, which is Satan's kingdom, and it also corresponds to Satan's temptations. This is why we have to flee youthful lusts. Well, one more verse I want to give you is Matthew 26:41. In Matthew 26:41, When the Lord was in Gethsemane, the night before he was crucified, he took his disciples with him, and he went off to have a time of prayer. Before he was crucified, he wanted to spend some time alone with his Father in prayer. And he charged the disciples, and then he brought three of his closest disciples with him a little closer, and he charged them to pray. He was going to pray, and he wanted them to pray. And as he went off to pray, they fell asleep. And when he came back, he found them asleep. He woke them up, and he charged them. He said, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." This is Matthew 26:41. Young people, do you realize that our spirit is fine? We have a spirit that is very willing, even wants to pray, wants to enjoy the Lord, wants to be in the church life, wants to overcome. We've been touched, we've been inspired, we've consecrated ourselves. But do you realize that your flesh is weak? Have you been convinced yet that you could do just about anything and fail the Lord in a miserable way? And so the flesh is weak. We have to see this. Outside of us is Satan. Within us is our flesh. And so we have to watch and pray that we would not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So Peter says, "Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking someone to devour." And Paul said that we would not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we're not ignorant of his schemes. Then the Lord Jesus said, "Watch and pray that you would not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Then finally, coming back to our theme verse for this series of podcasts, "Flee and pursue," the Apostle Paul told his young co-worker Timothy, "but flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Young people, we have to learn how to flee. We have to learn how to watch and pray. We have to learn how to be sober and always on alert, because sin is crouching at the door. And sin's desire is to consume us. I hope that this kind of fellowship is helpful to you. That's all for today. Please visit our website at www.ageturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Don't forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.